Blog Talk Radio.
Was paralyzed by fear when they heard a mighty multitude was quickly drawing near. But as they prayed for deliverance, the victory would begin. For when we call upon the Lord, we summon all of heaven. Would be in store, but when we stand on holy ground, our smallest prayer is heard. Instead of on our circumstance, our eyes are on the Lord. Pray on, for you are who the Lord is looking for. Prayers may seem in vain. They don't seem to make a difference. They don't seem to make a change. Just rest assured, God knows your needs, and He hears each time you pray. Your prayers are reaching heaven, and the answer's on the way.
Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, it's another prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a beautiful day today. We hope that you're having a great start of your new year. This is 2021. Can y'all believe it? It's 2021. Yeah. It's pretty cool. Hey, God bless you today, ladies and gentlemen. We know a lot's going on the planet, so we thank you so much for those joining us live and maybe those joining us later. This is Elder Kevin Vaughn with you, and we're excited about prayer time. We're not going to be with you long, but we do want to share the number with you. 347-843-4559 is the call-in number. That number again, 347-843-4559 if you need prayer, because we believe without a doubt, ladies and gentlemen, prayer is needed every day, every hour in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for that. Hey, also, too, want to let you know that our scripture for today will be Jeremiah 29, verses 10 through 14. We'll be reading that shortly as well. But we trust that all is well on your end. We know that a lot is going on again in prayer needs and family and community, our city, our county, our state, everybody, man, everybody needs prayer today, ladies and gentlemen. I don't care if you're a believer or not. We're going to be praying for you in the name of Jesus Christ that you come to know him each and every day. Amen. All right. Praise God, ladies and gentlemen. Let's keep it moving here. And we are excited about what God is doing today. And we're going to read the scripture today at prayer time. This is prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. As we wait for Bishop and Doc to come on, we'll read the word and keep it going. Hey, we'll be reading for Jeremiah 29, chapter 29, verses 10 through 14. Here it is. For thus, matter of fact, let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise for the word today, ladies and gentlemen, because nothing stands but the word. The word of God will stand forever. It will not go anywhere. Isn't that amazing? The word of God is powerful. Amen. Jeremiah 29, verses 10 through 14. For thus saith the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word toward you, man, praise God, and causing you to return to this place. For I know the thoughts that I have toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace, amen, and not of evil, to give you an expected end, amen. I want to read that verse again, ladies and gentlemen. That's chapter 11, verse 11, excuse me, chapter 29, verse 11. For I know the thoughts that I think of you, think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace. Amen. Receive that today. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. Amen. To give you an expected end. Amen. Praise God. So God wants peace in your life today, ladies and gentlemen. He wants you to have joy, peace, and all the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. You hear that part, ladies and gentlemen? Pray. It says, I'll pray unto me. Pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. Amen. And ye shall seek me and find me, and when ye have searched for me with all your heart. Amen. Amen. Let me read that verse again. So powerful. Then, this is 12 and 13. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me, and ye shall search for me with all your heart. Amen. Praise God. Ladies and gentlemen, this is prayer time, Saturday morning prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. We're reading part of Jeremiah 29, verses 10 through 14, and the 14th verse reads, and I will be found of you, saith the Lord, and I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places whither I have driven you, saith the Lord, and I will bring you again unto the place whence thou caused you to be carried away captivity. Amen. Way captive. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, just read for you. I want to encourage you to read the entire chapter of Jeremiah 29. Just read verses 10 through 14. So we thank God for his word, and we thank God for you today as well. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we know the importance of prayer, right? We know the importance of prayer, and we want to encourage everybody, not only for this new year, but for years to come, but definitely for today. We want to encourage you to always pray to the Lord. Always have time with God, ladies and gentlemen. Meditate on him. Fast with him. And be excited about all that he's about, ladies and gentlemen. It's all in the word. Just read the word, and it actually tells us what we should do. We should pray without ceasing. Jesus even gives us a prayer where you can start your prayer. But it's all about relationship, ladies and gentlemen. It's all about that spiritual relationship with the Lord, where he can help you each and every day. He will guide you, ladies and gentlemen. He will help you. He will move you forward each and every day. So the key, though, of course, is to be able to pray and have that relationship with the Lord, ladies and gentlemen, each and every day so you can hear from God the Almighty. Isn't that powerful? So through the power of the Holy Spirit, ladies and gentlemen, God will speak to you, give you direction. He'll give you direction, give you information, and give you all kind of great ways to get things done in the name of Jesus. So we're just excited about what God is doing. Hey, this is Prayer Time with Bishop. We're going to keep it moving here. Let's see if we can play a little music today about the Lord today and bring up some great things to share with you today. But we thank God for the opportunity to be with you today. And again, this is 2021, and we thank God for what he is doing today. Amen. So we're going to play a little bit of Chicago Mass Choir. And thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. God bless you. Chicago Mass Choir. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus, man. We got to pray and continue to pray each and every day for each and every one of us. Ladies and gentlemen, pray for yourself, pray for your family, And of course, pray for each other each and every day. So we're just thanking God for the opportunity today. Just playing a little music today, ladies and gentlemen. This is the second day. Yeah, this is the second day of 2021. And it was just thanking God for the opportunity to be alive. Y'all listen to this, y'all alive and well. So God bless you today. We're glad you were with us today. Hey, this is Elder Kevin Vaughn, just playing a little music for a few minutes. And we'll just keep it moving, ladies and gentlemen, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. We got another wonderful song here, Prayer Will Change Things by Minister Jay Carson, coming up.
Patiently waiting on you, Lord.
I'm patiently
not tired of waiting on you. Oh, no. Got down on my knees and I prayed to the Lord. I said, Father, heal, cause God will change things. Let me tell you something. If you want to see something happen in your life, just pray to the Lord, cause he'll change things.
Amen, ladies and gentlemen. This is prayer time with Bishop. Ladies and gentlemen, we're just playing some music today. This is a beautiful day, Saturday, the second day of 2021 in January. We're just excited about you guys being with us today as well. We just want to encourage you to continue to pray all the time, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to have another powerful prayer time as well, just to encourage you to stay in prayer. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Here's another powerful song. We call this Battle Ready Prayer. Amen. Hope you enjoy this in Jesus' name. Amen.
When studying spiritual warfare, there is no better section of the Bible than Ephesians 6, where we are instructed to put on the 6 pieces of spiritual armor God has given us. From those 6 pieces of armor, the only weapon listed is the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. However, today, we come to another weapon which is just as powerful and maybe even more powerful in certain situations, the weapon of prayer. Most believers don't view prayer as a weapon. This may be because Paul does not align it to a piece of weaponry like he did the other 6 elements of the armor of God. This was not because the Roman soldier did not have any other weapons. They did. Besides the sword, the soldiers also had spears, bow and arrows, battering rams and catapults. But Paul does not compare any of these to prayer, because none of them can even come close to the power, precision, and effectiveness of the weapon of prayer. So since Paul doesn't give us a piece of battle gear to equate to the weapon of prayer, maybe we could even refer to it as our secret weapon. This is why Paul says in 2 Corinthians 10 verse 4, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds." In this verse, the weapon he's referring to is prayer. None of the other pieces of the armor of God was described the same way as prayer is described, as mighty, meaning that prayer is the ultimate weapon for a believer. It must never be forgotten that Almighty God rules this world. He is not an absent God. His hand is ever on the throttle of human affairs. He is everywhere at all times. And what you need to know is that there is nothing more important to God than a believer's prayer and faith. Prayer is the heartbeat of each and every believer. Warren Wisby said, "Everything that God does is an answer to prayer." And that's the truth, because James said, "You have not, simply because you ask not." God helps believers through prayer. He who does not pray, therefore robs himself from God's help. Philippians 4:6, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, but by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." What we need to understand is the power that we have in prayer. Now, the weapon of prayer is a force. It touches eternal powers and sets them into motion. It moves God into action and the devil into retreat. Because where there is no prayer, the devil advances. Did you hear me? Where there is no prayer, the devil advances. This is why we are told in everything and in every area we should pray. God will only give to you what you're willing to pray for. Are you in trouble? Are you in deep water? Has the enemy come in like a flood? Let me tell you, my friend, there are situations in life that you cannot overcome any other way except through prayer. No other way except through prayer and prayer alone. Ephesians 4:27 says, "Do not give the devil a chance." God is telling us himself, do not give the devil a chance. Are you giving the devil a chance in your life? Today it has to stop. Don't allow the devil to ruin your life. Get on your knees and fight back. Stop allowing the devil to destroy your health. The Bible says, I will bring you health. Stop allowing the devil to break up your family. The Bible says, let no man separate what God has joined together. Stop allowing the devil to tell you your life is over. The Bible says, your God will restore everything you have lost. Everything you have lost. Stop allowing the devil to inject the spirit of fear into your life. The Bible says, God has not given you the spirit of fear. Stop allowing the devil to tell you that God only answers the prayers of the righteous. The Bible says the righteousness of Jesus has been imputed into you. Stop allowing the devil to tell you your situation is hopeless. You need to know that Jesus is your hope. You don't have to take his talk. You don't have to take it. Call on God through prayer. Use the weapon that you have been given, the weapon of prayer. Prayer opens up the gates of heaven and closes the gates of hell. Prayer uproots and destroys demonic power and influences. Prayer lifts you higher to a place you cannot go by yourself. Prayer invokes the supernatural power of God. Prayer opens up resources not known to men. You have a host of angels ready, waiting to intervene in your situation, but you are silent. Why are you silent? Suffering in silence, in pain in silence, dying in your sin in silence, living with a broken heart in silence, putting a smile on for the world, but crying yourself to sleep at night. This is something I struggle with myself. Even when I am not alright, if someone asks me, I always say I'm fine. But we don't have to live like this. Each and every one of us have been given the ability to call on God. He can end your suffering. He can ease your pain. He can save you from your sin. He can heal your broken heart. He can heal the damage that man did to you. He can heal that damage that woman did to you. Because he loves you and cares for you.
Amen, ladies and gentlemen. That was a wonderful prayer there. That's called what we call the battle cry prayer. And we're talking about prayer time here with Bishop. And we're just playing some powerful scriptures and powerful songs today as well. So we thank God for the power of prayer, ladies and gentlemen. Do not underestimate the power of prayer today. In Jesus' name, I want to encourage you guys to continue to pray. Always pray. Pray, 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 pray. Amen. Hey, this is Elder Kevin Bond. Just keeping it moving, ladies and gentlemen, today. And I want to give you some scripture here before we let you go. We ain't going to keep you long here, but we're just excited about the word. Hey, this is 1 John chapter 2, verses 7 through 17. Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which ye from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which ye have heard from the beginning. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past and the true light now shineth. He that saith he is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness even until now. Wow, y'all hear that right there? He that loveth his brother abideth in light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. Amen. I'm just want to encourage everybody, if you got anything going on with your family, friends, get it resolved, please, today. Call them up. Get it resolved, ladies and gentlemen. We don't want to move forward in this new year with some hurts and some hatred of anybody in Jesus' name. Let's get that resolved, right? But he that hateth his brother is in darkness and walketh in darkness and knoweth not whether he goeth, because that darkness has blinded his eyes. I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven. You are his namesake. Amen. Y'all hear that? Y'all his namesake. And I write unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because ye have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, little children, because ye have known the Father. I have written unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because you are strong and the word of God abideth in you. Amen. Pray for our young men and women today, ladies and gentlemen. And ye have overcome the wicked one. Love, this is 15, 16, and 17 coming up. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. Wow, isn't that powerful, ladies and gentlemen? You all hear that right there? Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. That's anything against God, ladies and gentlemen, to sum that up real quick. If any man love the world, then the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. Wow. And last verse, ladies and gentlemen, for this time with prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw, Elder Vaughn, delivering the word today with you and the song. And the world passes away and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Amen. What a powerful word, ladies and gentlemen. And I think we all understand that we will not be here forever, but we want to be with God forever. That's for sure. Amen. Powerful, powerful prayer. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we want to wish you a happy new year from the network, MLT Network, and also Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Thank you so much for joining us today. We are excited about you being with us today. And I got a wonderful song called want to do, everybody clap your hands here. I'm going to pull this up in a second here. But give you that opportunity to be excited about the Lord. But ladies and gentlemen, this is Elder Kevin Vaughn with Prayer Time with Bishop. We're just excited about you guys. Hope you have a great day and happy new year again. I'm going to leave you with a song, last song here. Everybody clap your hands. This is the Joshua Troop. Everybody clap your hands. We want you to be excited about what God's doing in your life. We want you to be excited about what you're doing. The desires, the desires of your heart. We want you to pursue each and every day. But remember, ladies and gentlemen, we want to do it all in prayer and in fasting. All right. Hey, this has been Prayer Time with Bishop Elder Kevin Vaughn with you. We just played a little song today and some word, but we want you to have a powerful, powerful day. And we want you to go out into wonderful praise in the Lord. God bless you. Take care now. See you later. Enjoy the song. We'll see you next time on Prayer Time with Bishop. Yeah, enjoy your day. God is good. Amen, 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 ladies and gentlemen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this has been our Saturday prayer time with Bishop. We just prayed some, played some songs and some read the scripture today, but we want to encourage you to always pray later. Never, never stop praying. And remember to pray for yourself, pray for your family, pray for your nation, pray for the world, ladies and gentlemen. Take care. We'll see you next time on Prayer Time with Bishop. This is Elder Kevin Bond. Have the best day ever. Bye-bye.